This is Garrison FM. I'm Mark McKenzie, and with me today is Lieutenant Colonel Charlie McConachie, the commanding officer for 3 Rifles. Charlie, you've got a sounding retreat coming up soon.
Yeah, we got the sounding retreat for us with the Bugles, happening on Friday, the 20th of May. What I'm hoping to do is sort of open it up to sort of families and to children to come along to one of the dress rehearsals for that, because it's a big thing for us, the sounding retreat. We've got a lot of guests coming in on the Friday, but I think it's quite a nice spectacle as well for the sort of families and children to come along as well. That's certainly one event we've got. And of course, we've also got the Summer Fete on Friday, the 3rd of June, which is another good date for the diary. We're running that jointly with one Scots this year, and that will be in Redford Infantry Barracks from sort of 1400 to 1700 in the afternoon. And there'll be lots of different events and activities for family and children.
How important is it to you as commanding officer of 3 Rifles that you work not just with the local community but also with one Scots as well?
Yeah, really, really important. In fact, I was very lucky to be invited to a One Scots sort of dinner night the other week. It's very much, you know, we're here in a garrison, and it's important that we talk to each other, because we always find that actually the collective good is much stronger than us all doing our individual little things. And whether it's helping the sort of local schools, whether it's Collington School or any other schools in the local sort of catchment areas, actually, if we pool our resources together, then you get a much greater effect. So, yeah, it's really important that we stay close while we're up here.
Okay. Busy time has just gone. There's a busier time ahead for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, we know on the sort of far horizon, we're going back to Afghanistan on Op Herrick 16. We have been told what role we're going to do, which is the Brigade Advisory Group role. And you know, that's a different challenge from what the 3 Rifles did before. And you know, I think it's really good to be on the main effort, which is what we are on, you know, because the sort of mentoring and an embedded partnering of the Afghan National Army and the police is the way ahead, building that capacity so that we can eventually come away from Afghanistan and sort of we'll be at the sort of the spear tip of doing that. So, I mean, that's a long way away, but, you know, again, we know that the sort of individual training courses and then collective training later on in the year, you know, the programme is starting to take shape. So it's something on the horizon, and, you know, we are sort of working on it at the moment.
And as CEO, it's always important, I'm guessing, that you've got that to build towards. You build your training around that, and you build the momentum towards that.
Yeah, and you know, there's quite a lot of training to be done as well. And you know, we try and get as much balance as we can in the programme. It is tricky. But that's why, in particular, during the spring and the summer, I'm not looking to add in too much to the programme. What you find is the sort of activity you have to do on lead up to a deployment is more than enough to keep you busy most days.
Good to see you. Thank you for your time today.
Hey, thanks very much, Mark.
That's Charlie McConachie, the commanding officer of 3 Rifles.